I have the weapons of your warfare, my warfare, our warfare, not carnal. See, these are not carnal weapons we're dealing with. But they are mighty through God to what? Pulling down a stronghold, casting down what? Imagination and what is? Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So he just told you, gods. What do you mean? I've been born again. I'm supposed to rule. I'm supposed to reign. He didn't never say it. You read Paul's letters, you find out he talks about persecution, he talks about stress, he talks about hunger, he's talking about cold, he talks about perils and all kind of stuff that came against him, but he stood at the end of his journey. What did he say? I fought a good fight. I finished. I mean, the devil didn't stop him. All kind of stuff came against him. But he said, I finished my course. I kept the faith. Now I'm ready. So this is why, and isn't it so good that God will give us, by his Holy Spirit, and we are not like the Old Testament saints. They didn't even have the Spirit of God in them. They didn't have the new birth. They didn't have a lot of scripture. They surely had the New Testament because it wasn't even available. They had scrolls and they could read those, but they didn't have what we got. But look what you got. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the scripture. You got the Old Testament that tells you about the coming of Jesus. Then you got the New Testament tells you about the resurrection of Jesus, what he accomplished in his life, in being, you know, death, burial, resurrection, his ascension, and his seating, and what he's doing at the right hand. They didn't have that. Come on. But he wants you to understand that just because you are God, Satan challenge God. What did Satan say? Thy throne, O God. No, he didn't say that. Say he sits on the side of the north. And he called himself, I'm going to be like the Most High God. I will exalt my throne above. This is Isaiah 14:12. I'm not going to turn that. I think 14:12, 12:14. But anyway, that if he's going to sit on the side of the north and take over God's throne, that tells me God's throne is in the north. But after he got through speaking, God said, no, you won't. And Jesus said out of his mouth, I beheld Satan doing what? Falling like lightning. And here's what I want you to see. God wants you to fully understand and get the revelation. Don't walk around in this earth. Just read it. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against what? For we wrestle not against what? But how many times flesh people get in a fight with one another against flesh and blood? That ain't your problem. Flesh and blood is not your problem. It's a principality. It's a power. It's wicked spirits trying to deceive you and misguide you and get you mad, upset at the wrong thing. And when it's Satan behind the whole thing. I'm still going somewhere. because I want you to see this real good tonight. That's why we study scripture. Remember the scripture I read Sunday? They search the scripture to see if those things were so. You just see, when I read something, when I'm up here reading something, don't you just sit there and look at me. You put that down if you ain't got that, and go back and check it out and make sure. Because I could have told you something that wasn't in the Bible. And it has happened to people. You search the scripture and see if that's so. Hello? You find out for yourself, so you know for yourself. Don't go and say, so-and-so said. No, know for yourself, God said this. All right. So back to this. Goodness. Back to this. Verse 2 says, Psalm 82, verse 2 says, how long will ye judge unjustly? See, when you judge situation about people, your brother, your sister, their body, see, we're one body. We're one with the Lord. Everybody is born again. Everybody not at the same level of maturity. Everybody not the same level. But if you're born again, you're in the family. And you don't need to do unjustly and speak the wrong things over your brother or sister to them about them. You do your body that way. You take your left hand. You say, oh, you precious thing. I'm going to wash you and keep you clean till the old dirty right hand get out of my way. You don't do that. You treat them the same. Mess around and stick your left, one of your finger on your left hand, all your attention, or you get some, used a lot of screws when we were building, especially when I built in cabinet. And on those screws, they had this little, I don't know how they make them, but they leave the little shaving that comes off when they cut that screw, and that stuff will stick in your finger. And it hurts real bad. You won't stop until you get it out. You can't hardly see it, and it hurts real bad. All my attention over here on this thing trying to get it out. Why? Because every part of my body is important to me. And you need to know that. And you need to see that I am important. My brother, my sister, I don't care who they are. I don't care what color they are. That's why this is why Satan had pushed it so hard. Race, denomination, color, ethnic groups. Especially denomination, race, and religion. That's why he pushed it so hard. He wants you to think you're better because you got more stuff. Now, well, if you're born again, everybody will cleansed by the same blood. Cleanse and wash.